Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where frontline sales leaders teach you how to build and scale an outbound sales team. All right, Phil, welcome back to the podcast. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, guys. I've been looking forward to it. Thanks.
Right on. Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Yep. House.
Cool. So this is actually our second round through. We did the other one a couple weeks ago, and Phil, you just weren't happy with what you came out with. I respect the how you really focus on quality here. So we're here doing this again. We're going to get super deep on two different documents that you shared with us last week, right?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Cool, man. And so today we're going to focus on your 90-day training plan and then your SDR to AE development plan. And so what we're going to do here, we're going to get Phil to sort of share his screen and walk us through, you know, each of these documents sort of step by step. Aaron and I are going to ask questions along the way, and we're going to, you know, Phil's going to take us on this journey. We're going to set to get this, not go as deep as we did last time. So we'll try and keep it to about 25, 30 minutes. Right on. Phil, so with that said, do you want to kick us off? Like, what's just before we dive in, what's your team's quota this year?
Yeah, so our quota is 1.2 million revenue annually for the year. You know, there's a lot of things that go into that quota, starting with the meetings. What comes from those meetings is opportunities for us. That's what we call it. And then it goes to quota deals. So with our sales cycle being pretty long with our parent company Possible Now, we've got a sister company, Compliance Point, which is why I say parent company. What it takes to actually get some of these deals through the pipeline is a lot of time. So we're really starting to look at what it takes activity-wise, generating responses to opportunities to quoted deals to actually hit that quota. But right now that consists of 720 meetings, about 180 opportunities to get to where we need to be.
Right on, man. And just let's take just 30 seconds. Can you tell us about who you're targeting for those meetings? What kind of niches that you're going after?
Sure. We are targeting marketing primarily. Aside of marketing comes compliance and a lot of technical roles, but usually it's marketing that's playing the role in that buying process. So that's our focus, and that's kind of where we start.
Gotcha. What types of companies are you going after there?
We're going after primarily the Fortune brands, so about Fortune 1000, and we are actually focused across several industries, usually the highest regulated industries, being banking, financial, health and pharma is where we see a big focus, but it spans across our business. We've got several offerings across Possible Now and our sister company, Compliance Point. So primarily within those verticals.
Perfect. We were talking before the call, before we jumped on the podcast here, the biggest thing to get you to that, to hit your meeting and opportunity goal is hiring, right?
Yeah, hiring kind of keeps it going. we've got team members that obviously become beyond the SDR role, or you know, go from that SDR to that account executive. And since we're growing as a company and as a team, incredibly important that we keep that machine of opportunities going, because we can't stop producing the opportunities to see that dud in a quarter. So continuing to recruit and hire and get the right folks on our team is vital to our process and kind of our SDR machine here.
Awesome. And before we jump into the two docs, what's the size of the team now, and where are you guys going to be by the end of the year?
Yeah, so we're six people, huge right now. We don't have a massive team, but we're broken into three different business units. And, you know, we're forecasting to hopefully add a couple of members in the next couple of months. And that usually happens May timeframe, then hopefully a couple more towards the end of the year. So, you know, are we going to grow 30, 40 people? Maybe, but it's not in the forecast right now. We would love to grow by 50% at this point and really just keep what we have going, growing. So.
Awesome, man. And so speaking of keeping, you know, the company growing, let's jump into your training plan and how you sort of, you keep those or get your new hires growing and get them on the trajectory.
That ramp plan.
Yeah, sure. So we, and I can share it with you guys as we kind of roll through it here. You know, that 90 days is critical. We want to kind of jump in as soon as we get somebody into our office and excited to come and join our team. Those first couple of days even matter a lot. So, you know, we put together a 90-day training plan, hoping we're going to get through it a lot faster. But between myself and the SDR, it's, hey, here are the high points that we're going to hit. There's some training. There's some exposure to team members. There's a whole lot of things. And as I pull it up, I'll keep talking. But the biggest point here is that we don't want there to be this, all right, I'm sitting here and I really don't know what to do. You know, the technology space or, you know, software, it can get complex very fast. And we kind of want to break down early what it takes to have some success here. And thankfully, we've got a team of people here that have done it before. So you're not just going to be, you know, here's the car keys, go drive this Ferrari. Yeah. So we've got just kind of highlighted in, you know, week by week, hey, here are some key things that we want to make sure we learn, starting with the people that, you know, lead the teams within our company that we leverage as resources. So, you know, if you don't know the head of marketing or accounting, you know, our C-level team, our client success and support groups, you know who runs those, know who those people are, know how you can find them and, you know, who to ask the right questions to. You can see kind of, well, promoting predictable revenue here. Yep. It's still
wise.
Even after, you know, a few years of this book being out, it's still a piece that we use. We want everybody to understand the concept of sales development. And they get that throughout the interview process. But, you know, inside sales, business development, whatever you call it, we call it sales development for a reason. And we follow the things that go through this book and still gives our you know, new members of our team a really good concept of how we do this. They hear that we do it. They see the success. What is it that we're doing to actually get through that? And then you guys can see how important the tools is. Of course, we want to make sure that we've got the tools to empower our SDRs to be doing what they need to be doing. And that's getting people on the phone and actually speaking with people. The more that time we're taking when you first get in here to build lists and get through all the stuff that you probably don't want to do, but you have to do it. You know, hey, let's learn these tools that the faster you master them and the faster we can get through them, it's going to enable you more. So aside of just showing them the tools, there's pieces within this that break down why we use them. So a lot of people use Salesforce, but here's why Possible Now and Compliance Point use them. And here's how. So, you know, getting that out in the first couple of weeks and then, you know, my gosh, a day in the life, I put that in quotation marks. Every new member wants to know what a day in the life looks like. So we've got, you know, just a sheet that runs through, you know, here's what you should be thinking about. This is what a day looks like, aside of training and being pulled in several directions. Here's where the focus should be, with the prospects and campaigns that you're working. And then, you know, just working our way down.
Yeah, actually, Phil, quick question. You know,
sure.
Something to, when you can write this, you can write the words, learn sales tools. But how long, if someone hasn't used them before, because obviously sometimes you hire people that have used Salesforce or, you know, maybe something like a, you know, Cadence, or, but they're generally newer to them. How long does it realistically take people to get comfortable? Or let me rephrase that, for you to be comfortable with their usage of it.
Yeah, I'd say
days, weeks, months.
I'd say 30 days, 1 month. So we're talking, you know, by the time we can roll through what it is and what it looks like, and they get training from me on, you know, why we use it and how we use it. Heck, if it's a month, I'm actually kind of concerned because it shouldn't take that long. These are intuitive tools that are, you know, we have tested and we have thought, you know, these plug right in and they're easy to use.
Yeah.
You're going to watch other SDRs use them. So there's kind of two answers to that question. Yeah. I'm comfortable.
It takes them longer than 30 days and there might be a problem with the SDR.
Right. But I'm comfortable in 30 days with saying, hey, here's what it is. And you've kind of seen it work. If you have questions, you know, there's a YouTube channel, or are there other ways that you can get answers to your questions that don't revolve everybody else's time or, you know, getting another hour of training on there. Mm-hmm.
And after within the first couple of weeks, obviously you have them, they're doing cold calls and emails. All right, good.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's important. You know, and we use the emails as a really big test. We start with email just because we want them to see the message right out of the gate. And although we're talking and having training sessions about it, let's start with email so that you can see what questions people are going to pepper at you and what to expect from a rebound standpoint of, you know, when I hit so-and-so who happens to be in marketing or, you know, in a digital role, you know, what types of feedback do we have or what are people asking us? Because generally what people are asking us in an email is probably what they're going to ask on the phone. Let's get those questions out early and let's work them together. And then once we, you know, get to that point, you know, we hop on the phones so that you have an idea of who we are, what we do, and what we say in front of our key prospects.
Yeah, so email warms them up, and then before you start practicing a calling.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Then you get them into their second part of the first month, weeks 3 and 4.
Yeah, so now we're taking a little deeper level into what we're selling. So again, it's a software. So as far as, you know, the technical pieces of it, that comes later. Really just want you to understand, you know, usually in an executive overview, yeah, here's what we're showing our customers as they want to see more about our solutions. And, you know, there's little things like all the acronyms we use and, you know, all the acronyms that everybody else uses. Get familiar with what our software is, what our offering is, some use cases, and start to think about that as we're reaching out to people. You know, is this an ideal account to go after? Well, what's the use case for them? If you can't find one, or if it isn't compelling enough to go after them, let's quit wasting our time. So ultimately using that ideal customer profile, the target accounts that we're looking at, to start building some lists and, you know, getting some accounts on there that are actually going to, you know, start giving you questions back and getting you through our campaigns and process and outbound cadence.
Obviously, if someone's just listening to this, don't see it. He has a document up with a, you know, there's 5 to 10 bullet points per phase. Each, the first couple of phases are a couple of weeks each. Some people may just be pure audio, but again, the video here and the documents will be available in the show notes.
Yeah, so I can highlight that. I mean, as we talk about, you know, going through the first couple of weeks, it's really, you know, showing, just kind of uncovering a lot and some kind of training things like reading books, getting through that, you know, weeks 3 to 4, days 15 to 30, that's still within that first month. We're starting to build some lists and making sure we're going through the key things that you need to actually get your job done. So answering that question of day in the life, and there's quota tied to each of these months. So, you know, within that 3 to 4 weeks, we want you to hit 10 meetings. We want you to read StrengthsFinder. StrengthsFinder, book written by Tom Rath. It's an incredible exercise that we do, not just as a sales team and as a sales development team, but as a company. And within that first month, it allows us to identify 5 strengths that maybe you didn't know about. So, you know, this book, the whole process is go online, answer a ton of questions, and we're going to give you 5 strengths. And you may be familiar with like the Myers-Briggs, or there's other personality type tests out there. This one's quick. It takes 30 minutes. And, you know, a lot of people know their strengths, but when you can take your strengths, present them to the team, and ultimately kind of hear the connection across team members and, you know, oh, wow, I'm competitive too, or, you know, positivity is number 3, or, you know, I was the first one on our team to get WOO. What the heck is WOO? It's an acronym for winning over others. And, you know, here's typically how WOO people, you know, have success in sales. So kind of getting through that mix of it. And then, you know, getting on down, we start to get further and further into the process and ultimately a little bit more hands off. So at this point, you know, we want you to read a book that is just incredibly important to our CEO and VP of sales. And to our team really is integrity selling. The 80 Inc. process is a way that we've built out our sales process even. and allows us to get some time with those people that just joined the team one-on-one to talk through, you know, what these steps are, why this is important. Some things that seem remedial, but at the end of the day are important to what we're doing and kind of how we're growing the team and the culture. And then ultimately, you know, learning more about our competition, learning what drives preference management, you know, our core offering for these companies, and getting into some of the competition and what we go against, you know, when we are reaching out to prospects and some of our, you know, key targets. So, you know, wrapping up kind of that second month is another quota that's increased. And what we're trying to do here is slightly increase your quota, you know, month over month. And that's how we really kind of keep the pressure on right out the gates is, you know, we got all this training, but we've also got a number to hit and we need you to hit it. So, yeah. You know, help us, kind of help you type thing. And then we kind of round it out with, you know, there's less things as we get going, but, at the end of it, there's a 90-day review, and that 90-day review is a part of our HR process one, but gives us a real good idea on honesty and feedback on what they just went through so that we can help the next person that came through this process. And ultimately, you know, we want you to be at that top quota number by that point of average meetings you should get per month.
Gotcha. And so 20 is going to be your quota moving forward.
Yeah. Averaging 20 a month. Yep.
Okay.
And then, gotcha. Sorry, is there any, how do you define a meeting? Does it matter? Is there a quality measure or is it just a meeting?
So we define a meeting that is somebody that, not somebody, it's a prospect of ours that fits our ideal customer profile and one of our target accounts. So we go after target accounts as a company. Our account executives don't have territories, they have top accounts. So each account executive has 50 top accounts and they're matched with one SDR who also has those same 50 top accounts. So those meetings that are set up within those 50 top accounts, once that is executed, is when that's considered a meeting.
Okay. So once the meeting, once the meeting's been run, that's what counts towards the quota.
That is, that's a discovery call, meeting that counts towards the quota.
Right on. Okay. Cool. And so that brings us to 90 days and producing 20 meetings a month.
That's right.
So, yep. Looking at the next sort of plan, or I guess anything else we want to cover before we move on from this, from the first 90 days?
I mean, the idea is to get through this as, you know, faster than that. And we have been, you know, some of this stuff doesn't take 2 weeks to get through. You can knock out a couple of books and we'll get it taken care of. But the whole idea is we want to make sure we've got quota attached to the first couple of weeks. And ultimately, these are important things that we sometimes breeze over. And it gives opportunity for other SDRs that are developing and, you know, want to take more of a leadership role to do these trainings, you know, to book the hour, to make sure they get the conference room and have a presentation put together as to, you know, here's our executive overview, or here's how, you know, we leverage Sales Loft and Discover Org, Rain King, whatever it is. So good opportunity to kind of pull in some of those things too.
Gotcha.
What, by the way, what point do you get a feeling that someone may not work out? Is it, if it happens, is it pretty early within the first 3 days, or now of course it's more like this 60, 90 day range?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, you get that feeling somebody's not going to work out when really the quota isn't there, but it's really the drive. I mean, if you're not hitting the quota, we're going to do things to get you there. I mean, this is a ramp up period. And, you know, within the first 6 months, if you're not having success, you know, you're probably looking elsewhere, because we've got a lot of people that are just, and myself, that is just really doing anything we can to help you get to that quota. If you're not getting there, it doesn't take too long for us to identify that this probably isn't going to work. you know, if it's a team fit type thing, that really doesn't happen, because that comes out in the interview process. But within 6 months or even a year, you know, you can start to identify that this just isn't working out. And obviously we try to identify it as soon as possible and create a motivation towards doing it. But we can lead you to the water, but we can't make you drink it type situation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So now that we've hit the, you've hit your 90 days, now you're like, you're an SDR ramped up on Phil's team. How do you keep these top performers engaged? Because you're investing an awful lot in the early days on helping them get ramped up. So what are you doing to, what comes next?
Yeah, so we, that was a big hurdle that we had to tackle as a sales development team is, okay, great. You know, we've got a couple of years under our belt of progress and, you know, month over month, quarter over quarter growing, you know, our opportunities and the leads and revenue coming from our team. Now, what do we do with our team members that came here thinking, you know, I'm not going to be an SDR for 5 years, and that's certainly not what we want. So,
right.
What we identified is that the jump from an SDR, even if you're top performing and you're just kicking ass and you are just blowing everybody out of the water and you've got experience, that jump to an enterprise account, an enterprise account executive role is completely different. If you kill it as an SDR, doesn't mean you're going to kill it as an enterprise rep when you've got a $2 million number tied to it. So we came up with an SDR to account executive development plan, which, and again, another piece I'll share with you guys as we kind of walk through it, really to highlight, again, some remedial things, some things you don't think of, that would be this, you know, duh moments, but also some things that are critical to being an account executive and how you plan your day and how your time is managed differently. And that's outside of the office versus inside of the office. So, really starting with, alliteration is a big thing that we do here at our company, making sure, you know, we can't count past three. But, you know, this is actually out to provide a plan between the SDR and me as the head of sales development and our VP of sales of where we're going to go and what it's going to take to get there. So you're still an SDR. You're still expected to hit quota and you're still setting meetings during this time. But we've broken it down into three phases, confidence, communication, and commitment. And that first stage of confidence is, like it says right here, what we're looking at, starting with you. There's a required reading, but it's a biography of your choice. And what we're trying to do here is to get you presenting and get you talking through kind of the things that you've learned as an SDR and things that you've picked up in that first, 6 months to a year. And, highlighting your goals, 1, 3, and 5, not just what those 1, 3, and 5 are, but what are the three ways that you're going to get there and the three ways that we're going to help you get there as your management team and as your leaders. But, getting into some big discussions around role play and our executive overview. And this isn't like a, hey, we'll sit down and go through it. It's we're going to schedule some time with every account executive and we're going to invite our VP of sales. And we want you to walk through our executive overview and present it to us as if we are, a customer in another city. So take it seriously, get prepared, make sure we've got everything we need before we walk into the meeting. And, once you kind of can check off these, kind of higher level type things around confidence, building you up, making sure you've got the support of our team in these meetings. There's a bonus at the end of every one of these levels. And this one's to read How to Win Friends and Influence People, a very popular book, but it's a team read. We're getting together, one-on-one, either that or it's me and my VP of sales and in the SDR and talking through strategies and some of the things that we, really got from this book. So moving from there, it's on to phase two, engaging our team. And you can see that the reading gets a little tougher. Challenger Sale is not as easy of a read as How to Win Friends and Influence People. So kind of getting your mind around, what we're trying to do throughout our, longer sales process that can sometimes take 8 months to a year. And we're big fans of Altify, formerly TAS, Target Account Selling. And they're a company that helps teams sell better throughout a complex sales process. And they have a training that we have our SDRs go through, which is, 20 questions that you need to be thinking of and when to ask those questions. And if you think you're 90% towards, closing this deal, are all these things checked off before we can say we're 90% to closing that? So, that TAS training is probably about 60 videos that are actually teaching you correct questions, when to, you know, when to ask the right questions at the right time kind of thing. From there, we do a quarterback camp. The enterprise sales process is no easy one-man show. I mean, it takes an army to get some of these deals across the line. And what we do is one of our account executives, Danny Hitt, actually has put together what we call quarterback camp, and it's quarterbacking an enterprise deal. And what it takes, you know, to get everybody in our company, you know, motivated and prepared. And there's a lot of steps it takes throughout red lines and scoping and pricing and on-site meetings that an SDR doesn't necessarily think of, but have one of our, you know, enterprise account executives walk you through this training. And then LeaderCast is kind of a fun one. I don't know if you guys have heard of LeaderCast. It's a big event where they get some incredible, I think, you know, Peyton Manning spoke last year. They get some of the biggest leaders in the world, whether it's to sports or, you know, some of the biggest leaders of companies around the country. They've had former presidents talk at it. And it's really to, it kind of boosts your confidence a little bit. It's a cool conference that we go to as a team to make sure that, you know, we're just getting out of the office and having some fun with it. And then we do a test and improve. We give that SDR a current client, and we drill them on questions as if we were, you know, we were a prospect. So phase two is, obviously it took me a lot longer to explain it to you guys, but that's a big piece to this development plan. And then their bonus is that they get to close their first deal. And, you know, that may be one of our smaller deals, but they're having the questions and the preparedness to walk through a process and close some of our smaller deals that we have here. Should I keep on rolling? I'm getting on a roll if you guys want me to keep going.
Yeah, this is good, man.
Awesome. So then we got, you know, our last phase. So again, this is our development plan. This is what we want to make sure we execute on so that that SDR is prepared to be in this AE position. And a big piece of that is commitment. We got to highlight it here. It's taking it to the streets. And the required reading is Crossing the Chasm. It's been an awesome book for us as a company that's growing and, you know, seeing that there's a chasm there and we got to get over it. There's great things that happen. There's growth, but then there's also those tough times and those small company type situations that, that you read about in this book and that we want you to understand with some of our customers. So, ultimately there's some more training as we go through this piece. You can see the three magical letters, RFP, that becomes a couple of late nights and, you know, it's like all of a sudden you have this homework and you have this test tomorrow. We do a pass fail on an RFP where, you know, we take an RFP that we've gotten in the past and, the VP of sales conducts a meeting where, first of all, do you understand everything in this RFP? And, for me, the first time I really didn't even get half the stuff we were talking about there, but SDRs have the opportunity to ask questions and, okay, here's the RFP. I don't even know where to go to get at these questions. And we go through a training of that first. And then you've got to complete a time-bound RFP that's pass or fail. And it's really just getting the understanding of who we are, what we do, and how we can help, and getting you through that process.
How much time do you give them?
I'm sorry?
Sorry to interrupt there. How much time do you give them for the pass-fail RFP?
2 hours. Yeah, 2 hours. So, and it's 2 hours in a room. So you print it out, or I think we had it done on a computer this time. Actually, printing it out took a lot longer. But you know, going through and highlighting the sections and answering the questions on your laptop, and then submitting it, and we go through it together. And you know, hey, why'd you answer it this way versus this way? You know, this is wrong, this is right. But ultimately, you got to pass it to get through this last phase. And then you know, the bonus for this are kind of like the, you know, what you get for getting through this phase is you get to travel, you get to get out of the office, go to a couple of customer meetings, get to a trade show, you know, get out to a cool city that you've never been to before. So really three areas that we dig into, all that have, you know, kind of a bonus or some fun at the end of them, but hit some really big points that, that it takes to be an AE.
Oh, I like it. No, and what's the typical deal size for you again?
Our average deal size is around 225. $225,000, not $225. Yeah. So it's an enterprise deal.
Okay. Yeah. Unlike, I mean, some companies have smaller deals that can warm people up, but I can see if you don't have that, you need to create that bridge to take your SDRs and prep them. So this is great.
Yeah.
You're missing from impossible to inevitable. I don't see it in here yet.
I'm sorry.
You're missing the From Impossible to Inevitable book.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's phase
otherwise,
four.
Should be one of the bonuses.
You get that's
to
right.
Impossible to Inevitable. So what's the relative timeline on this plan here? We got three phases. Is this like another 3 weeks, another 3 years? What's the scale here?
Yeah. So this is through year two. So year one is, you got to prove yourself in year one. And, do SDRs get through it faster or longer? Of course, but the expected time is kind of that ramp up plan that I showed you before. That's the ramp up plan. And as you get through quota, you've got about a year to prove yourself and really kind of hit the ground running. And then, you know, upon that first performance review, you know, we're starting to talk through this development plan, and that kind of spans across year two, but that can quickly change as we need a new account executive or we need a new member of the team. So we try to get through this, you know, in the first, you know, few quarters of the year, but, you know, it pulls resources. We want the account executives, our VP of sales, our director of sales in on these meetings. So, you know, it can take a little bit longer, but the ideal time frame is, you know, within year two, this is where we're at.
Gotcha. And the bonuses here, these are the sort of bonuses for getting through the stage, right?
That's right. Yep.
Cool. I originally read it as, you know, bonus, you have to go out and close your first deal without any help. And it's like, no, you gotta do all these things, unlock it first, and then you get to close your first deal.
Yeah. So we want to make it fun, and that's for everybody. So, you know, so the first bonus is, you know, you get to read a book. Wow. Thanks, Phil. I get to read a book, but it's what you get reading that book. I mean, it's the one-on-one time with some of our leaders on our team that, you know, half the time we're talking about book, half the time we're talking about specific instances that this book makes them think of. But that one-on-one time with some of our leadership team is good to get. And closing your first deal, I mean, you're always going to remember that one. And it takes some understanding from a management piece of who can really own this. And if you're getting through those first two phases and you're killing it as an SDR, you've got what it takes to close that first deal, but let us help you get there. And then the third one, you know, the last one's kind of like, hey, you just went through almost boot camp to get through this SDR development plan. Let's get out of the office. You know, what's a city you've never been to? And, you know, let's go out to Seattle or something. Here's a customer meeting. Let's go, you know, enjoy some time out.
Gotcha. And then what's the transition out of your team? Like the positive transition out of your team? Once they've gone through all three phases, then what happens?
So upon going from SDR to AE?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, is it once you've ticked all three, once you've gotten through all three of these phases, then you're, like, is it an automatic promotion to AE, or is sort of, I mean, I imagine it's always going to sort of vary based on the needs of the company.
Yeah. Good question. Yeah. Just cause you get through these things and we could put check boxes next to them doesn't mean you're going to be the next account executive. Again, this is a plan. And this plan changes kind of, you know, to the role and to the people that we're talking to. But it doesn't graduate you from being an SDR to becoming an AE. I mean, that still is upon, you know, our VP of sales to determine, you know, if we're setting you up for success. So ultimately you get through this piece, you know, then there's, some more time with our VP of sales, and upon the need for an account executive, you've done this, you get it. You've been through the development plan. You kind of get the gist of what it takes to become an account executive. And the people that really crush this development plan get noticed, and they've gotten the time with the rest of our team. So as they're going through this, people understand what's going on and kind of who's going to be that next person up. But there are people that, you know, could go through it, and it's good that they got through it, but, you know, they didn't wow anybody as they went through it.
Yeah.
If you just check in the boxes, then, you know, is your heart really in it?
Right.
I really love what you've done here. You're sort of codifying, like, this is the hustle that we want to see if you really want to earn that, earn your way up to the next role. right? A lot of companies don't sort of provide that transparency. And it's great that you're building this as a ladder for people on your team to say, hey, listen, I care. Like, I know, I understand that you want to grow and you want to develop. And here's how we see the best sort of playbook for you to get from sort of 0 to 60. And then from once you're up and ramped, for you to take it to the next level, this is that, this is what you got to hit.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Now, what a great sales manager you are. got some lucky guys on your team, man.
Yeah, I'm the only one in the room right now, so thank you.
Nobody's disagreeing too strongly. Great, Phil. Well, I mean, I feel like we've learned a ton here. Want to wrap it up. Just one final question for you. You know, if you could go back in time, give your rookie SDR self some advice, you know, what do you think that would be?
Oh, man. Read more. read so much more. And again, I'm not a reader. I've got a boss and a mentor that has helped me with, you know, as we learn this and as we grow our team and as we try to find ideas and innovate as an SDR group, we have to continue innovating. And half of it is just reading what other people are doing, or, you know, picking up a book. And whether you love the book or you hated it, you probably found something in there that in your next meeting, you're going to sound like a pro, because, you know, you had just picked up this idea or this phrase that, you know, works really well. Aside of that is quickly just break out of that awkward shell. Sounds so much easier than it is to actually do. But the more you can be yourself, whether it's being funny or, you know, whatever it is, you got to be yourself. You can't get through, you can't have success, you can't be the top, you know, performing person if you're not kind of breaking the rules, but sometimes breaking the rules, like testing what's out there and saying, hey, I know this is how we're supposed to do it, but, you know, my buddy's an SDR, or I have this other idea. I'm going to try it and I'm going to see what happens. So kind of break loose of what you see and what's working and try new things as much as you can. Beta test things as small as subject lines, but things as big as cold calling or sending somebody a pizza because you haven't been able to get them on the phone. I mean, there are really no rules to how we reach out to folks. And we want to make sure that we're engaging them as relevant as possible. And it takes a human on the other end of that to make it happen. So I would say read, and just, it's only as awkward as you make it when you start getting on these calls. Just get past that. It's going to be. Get through it.
Awesome. Yeah. That's definitely something that I wish I would have picked up a little bit earlier in my career, is the sheer amount of looking back, how much you need to know and need to read and need to develop in order to get to where you need to go.
How good you have to be.
To be number one. Great. Hey, Phil, this has been super valuable. Thank you so much for sharing. And thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, guys. Thank you again. This is a lot of fun, and appreciate the time.
Great, man. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, guys.